The following paid program is furnished by Raskin Resources Productions. It is for basic entertainment and informational purposes only and is solely responsible for its content.
Welcome to the Patricia Raskin Show, the program that helps you turn obstacles into opportunities, challenges into solutions, and find answers to tough questions. The award-winning powerhouse voice of radio, Patricia Raskin. And now, here's your host, Patricia Raskin.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Patricia Raskin Show, and happy, happy new year to everyone. A happy and healthy new year. And today, for the whole hour, I have a real treat for you and a treat for me. I have a recurring guest. He used to be on the show all the time, and he's revisiting us, and I'm thrilled because he's just a knowledge, wisdom and knowledge, and you really enjoy him, and your job is to call in. Because this guest is not only knowledgeable, but he's entertaining, he's fun, and boy, you'll just have a great time. We are talking about your home, your office, what you need to renovate or remodel or anything that's going on. And a lot of you have been in your homes over the holidays having people, so you might have noticed some of the creaks and crannies that you might not have. They may be more noticeable, or particularly after guests have left. So my guest is Kevin LeBlanc. He is the owner of RWL General Contractors, which has been a family-owned business for over 40 years. He started at 6 years old with the little hammer. I saw the picture under the tutelage of his father. And he now has the business. They specialize in kitchens and bathrooms and windows and doors and vinyl siding and roofing, general remodeling and painting, and he can answer all your questions. So we're going to open it up with Kevin, but I'm going to give you the number now. Any questions you have, if nothing is too small or too big, just ask it, particularly if you're just not sure of something, you're thinking about doing something in your house or your office. 438-WPRO, 438-9776, 800-321-WPRO, which is 9776. All right, let's get the phones ringing, which they do when you're on. Exciting. Welcome, Kevin.
Always a pleasure to be back, Patricia. Nice to see you.
I'm so glad.
Happy holidays to you and our family out there and all
thank
our listeners.
You.
And
thank you.
Who I want to give a special thank you to all our customers this year who got us off the radio. Thanks to you for broadcasting our commercials and just getting our word out there. And it really means a lot to me and my family. My dad always sings high praise of you and what you've done for our company as a whole, and we really appreciate that. And we want to thank the listeners for calling on us and trusting us with you as a reference. So thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. Well, you know, I think another thing that is very special about you is it's kind of like you have a customer, you have them for life. I mean, they can always call you.
Right. And it doesn't have to be a large job. It could be something like, you know, we have a lot of customers that we've known for many years, and they'll call me and say, hey, Kev, you know, we got that weird light that I really can't reach, and I want to put the husband up on the ladder, or we got a picture we want to hang. We're not sure how to do it. So it's not always, you know, I want a bathroom, I want a kitchen, or I want a finished basement. It could be just something simple, like, can you help us with this? Can you have the guys stop over and maybe move something for us so we can paint the room and have you guys do it? And we like to, you know, cater to our customers and meet their needs and meet their requirements. And a lot of people are fussy out there, and I always set the table when I go to a job, and I say, hey, listen, we're not the average contractor. We come in. No one comes into your home that I wouldn't want coming into my own home that I wouldn't trust completely. So, and right away, it makes them feel at ease. It makes them feel calm. And I tell my customers, we're not always going to be the most affordable contractor out there because, you know, all my guys are licensed. They're all insured. We all pay, you know, workman's comp on them. They're all dressed. They're all professional, you know. So that all has something to do with it, too. So it's part of the big picture that we sell as a brand name, which is important to me and my
family. Well, and if your dad's listening, Bob, right? What I'd like to have you tell our audience is, what did you learn most from your father, Robert LeBlanc, that you've really used over the years?
Take your time, do a great job, and the money will come.
Yep. So don't think that's about the money.
That's kind of just narrowing it all down to
think about
a
the
bit.
Work is what you're saying. Don't
listen to the customer, see what they need, deliver what they want, and the money will come. And that's what we do.
That's good advice for any business.
Yes.
Right?
Yep.
Right. Great. All right. We're going to ask Kevin a bunch of questions about this weather and what you can do in your house. But start the calls coming. We've got the whole hour. We'd love to have you call in. We always get great callers. 438-WPRO, 438-9776, 800-321-WPRO, which is 9776. So start the calls coming. Okay. So, Kevin, what do people need to know now? I mean, it's freezing right now.
There's a couple things that we always like to talk about safety-wise to make sure the customers know that what's important this time of year. And we see it all the time, unfortunately, on the news. You know, people are using space heaters incorrectly. quickly, or there's carbon monoxide leaks they're not aware of, and people are dying, or people are getting, you know, losing their homes over the holidays. So first and foremost, every December I tell all my customers, spend the $3 or $4, change all the smoke detector batteries in your house. That's the so simplest thing to protect you and your family against carbon monoxide, against fire threat, something burning somewhere else you don't realize, whether you're using the second kitchen in the basement, you're making an extra turkey, or you're making an extra bread, and you forget about it because you get a phone call, you get distracted, and something ends up burning and catches on fire. It's always innocent. It's nothing deliberate. And that's what we got to emphasize on. So it's always less than $5 to go get the batteries for the smoke detectors. There's usually three in every home. You know, and a lot of new homes today, they're hardwired, so they have battery backups, which is nice. Second thing is never, ever, ever try to heat your home or apartment with an appliance device that's made for the kitchen. You go into these people that the heat's not working right, they put the stove on, they open the oven, they're trying to heat the house. That is not good for you. That is not
What about
healthy.
A space heater? That's different.
Space heaters are different. They're made to run, but they have to be on a special circuit if they said they should be. You don't want to put anything on top of them. They got to be away from the wall so they can breathe around the room. A lot of people will put them next to them, and they'll put their jacket on it, and next thing you know, something's drying out. And that's how fires start, or something shorts out, you know, it overheats. So you really got to be careful. And it's the time of year now where at night it gets below zero, and a lot of our older homes, and I have some multifamily rental property that I tell my tenants, turn the hot and cold water on just a little bit overnight so it can trickle so the pipes don't freeze.
Oh, these are really good tips.
So, and it doesn't cost any more money for that water that's running down the drain. It's only going to be a few gallons overnight.
What about the icicles that start to come down on the roof?
Right. If they're in a safety hazard area around your walkway and stairs, I would take a broom and just swat them away. Other than that, they're going to fall on their own naturally with the sun that comes out during the day, and it usually melts them away. But you always want to keep, you know, your sidewalks clean, your steps clean. You want to, you know, put down something that's safe for the environment around your property. If you have a lot of cement like I do in my property, we don't use rock salt. We use sodium chloride. So it keeps everything clean, and it doesn't hurt, you know, the environment at all like that. So, and it's safe for pets.
What are some things you could do, people will do in the winter? Like, what are some of the things you as a contractor do more in the winter than you do in the summer?
It used to be that frame of mind a long time ago, but today it's not. Today it's, you know, we do windows, we do doors, we do...
At any time of the year.
We just close off the room working in and work in that one room and clean it up in full and then move on to the next room. So that way you're not... The whole house is not open to the air. You're not dying of heat. You're not feeling claustrophobic. It's very enjoyable.
Okay.
And when we come into a job, we put the drop cloths down, we put paper down, we make sure everything's clean, we pick up when we're done for the day. That's important to customers because you are upsetting their lifestyle a little bit, so you want to be a little as you can with that. You want to go in there and take care of people and reassure them that, you know, the project's moving along great. It's, you know, it may be taking a little bit longer here or there because of this and that, but you're going to have a great project when you're done. You're going to be happy with it, and they always are. And they always say, you know, it took longer than we thought, but we're so glad you did it. We're so glad you came and explained that to us, and it's worked out for the
best.
Great.
All right, we're taking your calls, folks. Call Kevin LeBlanc right here, right now, 438-WPRO, 438-9776. He's here till the top of the hour, till 4, and answering all of your questions on anything having to do with your home or office. Could be your patio, your door. It could be insulation you're not sure about. It could be a funny smell. It could be something isn't working right. It could be something you're thinking about doing in your home, and you're not sure how to proceed, or you've looked it up and done research, but you still don't know. Give us a call. I mean, that's why we're here. We're here to help. And, Kevin, give out your phone number and your website and all of that.
Yep. The company number is 401-729-1200. And we're on Facebook and LinkedIn and Twitter. We're also been rated A on Angie's List for the past 3 consecutive years. We get about 2 or 3 leads a week from Angie's List. They're very, very excellent customers to deal with. They're excited about life.
Go ahead.
And it just threw me off when you looked at me like that. That's okay. So check out our Facebook page. Check out our website. We have customer reviews on Angie's List. They can explain about me and my company and what we're all about and what to expect when you meet us.
Which is great. All right. So if people want to paint, do you do a lot of painting in the winter?
Just interior. Interior. Exterior painting stopped probably in the beginning of November when we thought it started to get below the 50s and into the 40s. And we were very spoiled this year. We had a great, great summer to work in. The cold didn't really come till mid-December. I mean, the first week of December was still in our mid-40s and early 50s some of the days, so it kind of spoiled everybody. But now the cold is here. It's here to stay. We're going to have the next 2 weeks of zero to sub-zero weather. Mm-hmm.
So you gave a lot of tips of what people can do in this weather. When people paint in this weather, do you try to use paint that doesn't have the fumes? What is
right.
it called? Vox?
Low-Voc paints or no-Voc paints, VOC. And I forget what it stands for, but it's that smell that everybody smells when you can smell a room that's just been freshly painted. And a lot of people have allergy sensitivities to that kind of paint. So you got to be really careful and be mindful of people's needs. And some customers, we have to use explicit certain paints that they've approved us to use because mm-hmm. not everybody's paint is the same. Mm-hmm. So you have some people that have excellent paints, but they have a little bit of smell to them. And the Voc is that smell.
So this is not the paints you're talking about would be non-toxic then?
Oh, they're all non-toxic today.
Right. And so you would talk to them about that. You sit down with them. You go over their preferences.
We go over color swatches. We go over textures. We go what to use versus flat versus eggshell versus semi-gloss. You know, a lot of people can have more than one color in a room. They can have two walls one way. Two walls another way. They can do a chair rail like we have in the studio here to break it from the upper and the lower wall, very similar to that.
And how do you know whether to use the gloss or the non-gloss?
So anything that you want to be washable or scrubbable needs to be a gloss. Anything that you're not going to be washing, like a ceiling, is usually flat. Walls are usually eggshell, and trim is always a semi-gloss. So that's where people, you know, put either a plant on or a knick-knack will make a mark, and you can wash it or touch it up.
Okay.
So it also has the most durability. Anything with the gloss has most durability.
Okay. Interesting. All right, folks, give us a call at 438-WPRO, 438-9776. My guest for the whole hour is Kevin LeBlanc. He's the owner of RWL General Contractors, which has been a family-owned business for over 40 years. They specialize in kitchens and bathrooms and windows and doors and vinyl siding and roofing and general remodeling and painting. So give us a call here. I'll also give you Kevin's number to call, and you can leave a message, and he'll call you back. 401-729-1200. Again, 401-729-1200. But the number here to call right now and for this hour is 438-WPRO, 438-9776. So, Kevin, when people are remodeling, particularly, we have 2 minutes, and then we're going to go to break. But when people are remodeling their homes, and they want to look at beauty but also cost, and I'm thinking of kitchens now. I'm
right.
thinking of, you know, everything you hear about is granite or quartz. Does it have to be that to
it
be durable and beautiful?
It doesn't have to be that. So what I do with my customers is I walk in and I say, listen, what is the budget we're working with? You know, and a lot of people, when they're going to buy furniture, they get sticker shock. They have no idea what it costs to do a new kitchen or a bathroom today. And just to give you an example, an average bathroom is anywhere from $10,000 to $15,000, and a kitchen is anywhere from $20,000 to $40,000.
Wow.
But, you know, within that target range, there's different budgets for different clientele. So you may have an efficiency apartment that's not going to cost you $10,000 to $20,000 to work on. You know, but you may want to get nicer cabinets, nicer, you know, granite or stainless steel or some kind of textured look or a tin ceiling. You know, people tend to go back a little bit retro today. They like the old appliances look. They like the old appliance ceiling look.
Interesting. Would you suggest if they're going to put their money into something, they would do it on the countertops?
Anything in a kitchen or bathroom will bring you back money if you're going to stay in your house and sell it at some point. People can go in, they can change carpeting, they can change paint. They don't like the texture of the door, they can change that. But the integrity of your house, you know, the essentials, the heating system is always money well spent. The roof is always money well spent. Vinyl siding versus painting is always money well spent. You know, the kitchen, the bathroom. Mm-hmm. Stuff like that is where, you know, you get the most bang for your buck.
All right.
And you can go on plenty of magazines and plenty of shows and get ideas. You know, there's a lot of websites today like Wayfair and Houzz that really show a lot of new ways to do things, new faucets, new this. It all comes with a price because a lot of the new stuff is more expensive than the old stuff. And it doesn't mean it's always better. So you need to go what you feel comfortable with living with. Some people like simple living. They don't want a complicated sprayer and hose. They want just a faucet they can turn on and turn off. They don't need touchless. They don't need backlit under cabinet lighting. They don't, you know. So every customer is different. So you got to really listen to what the customer needs and deliver what they want.
Fascinating. All right. You are listening to The Patricia Raskin Show. My guest for the whole hour is Kevin LeBlanc. He's the owner of RWL General Contractors, which has been a family-owned business for over 40 years. And they specialize in kitchens and bathrooms, windows and doors, vinyl siding, roofing, general remodeling, and painting. And give us a call right after the break. Kevin's here for the whole hour, and he's great at answering your questions. So don't be bashful. This is a great time at the end of the year to start assessing for the new year. 438-WPRO, 438-9776, or toll-free, 800-321-WPRO, which is 9776. You're listening to The Patricia Raskin Show on News Talk 630 and 99.7 FM. WPRO, we're the voice of Southern New England. We'll be right back.
Now, more of The Patricia Raskin Show on WPRO. Call Patricia now at 438-WPRO or 1-800-321-WPRO. Now, here's Patricia Raskin.
Well, hello, everyone, and we are back. And this program is brought to you by RWL General Contractors, and my guest for the whole hour is Kevin LeBlanc, and he's the owner of RWL General Contractors. They've been a family-owned business for over 40 years. And they specialize in kitchens and bathrooms and windows and doors, vinyl siding and roofing, general remodeling and painting for your home or for your office. So give us a call. We always have great callers, and it's really fun. And Kevin is just such a has so much knowledge and wisdom, and makes it fun as well. So give us a call right here about any of your questions about your home or your office, things you're thinking about doing, you're not sure about, maybe you've read about something. 438-WPRO, 438-9776, 800-321-WPRO, which is 9776. Okay. So, Kevin, what's the most frequent question you get around bathrooms?
Most people kind of say, well, what do you think about, do we need to change the tub out? You know, should we move the window? Should we change the floor? And I look at them and I smile and I say, well, what do you really need? What you know, do you have someone in the family that has, you know, special need requests? You need a walk-in shower versus a soaking tub? Or do you have a walk-in shower and you'd rather have a tub for the kids or the grandkids? So I try to get a feel for what you need and then give you my best, you know, resources available. So I'll give you an example. Customer A says to me, well, you know, we're getting old and I'm having a problem lifting my foot above the tub. And right away, my mind comes to say, you know, well, you need something that we can either, you can walk in with your own walker if you're alone, God forbid, or we can roll you in if there's a problem. So the tub's already coming out. And then they want to know, well, is it better just to build a curb system, or should I have a zero clearance where I can just walk into the shower? We've done those for, you know, some handicapped customers or people that are still in walkers and they really can't, you know, for the elderly friends. So it's important. And then you want to make sure when you're doing something like that, you're thinking about the clearance. You don't want to have a big bulky cabinet where they have to walk by the door and then they can't get through because they're hitting a cabinet at the same time. You want to be able to show that, you know, maybe they need a little narrow sink or a small pedestal sink that's not in the way anymore. So there's different opportunities. And you may have customer B that says, well, you know, we're always watching the grandkids now. We really could use a second tub. You know, we find out maybe they have, you know, an old bathroom in the basement or a second floor that they want to make a nice.
And they want a tub.
And they want a tub. You know, or, you know, my wife likes to read. Can we get a soaking tub? Is a claw foot better than that? So.
All right. I think I know who's calling us right now. Hello, Mr. Bob.
How are you?
I think this is Kevin's father, Bob. Did you hear the nice things he said about you, Bob?
Who poked the bear?
I'm sorry?
Did you hear the nice things that Kevin said about you in the first segment?
I put in late. I don't know what he said, but he's still talking right now. Must be a delayed recording.
He said, if I can recall this, he said that you taught him to listen to the customer, deliver what they want, and the money will come. That's what he said you taught him.
Absolutely.
It was a synopsis question.
Be happy or the contractor's not happy.
Right, right. So do you still help Kevin in the business a little bit?
I'm sorry?
Do you still help Kevin in the business?
As needed. Which is very rare because he can do everything.
That's nice of you, Dad. Thank you.
That's nice.
Oh,
that's
he's nice. He's on the other end.
He's on.
Well,
he's listening.
Well, who's talking on the radio now?
Well,
me
there's
and,
a delay. There's a delay.
Oh,
there's a delay.
You got to lower the radio. You got to talk to us on your phone. Just lower the radio.
Okay. Well, I'm in the bathroom now.
We don't need to know that.
You're doing good. Sounds great. You have a great show going for you.
Thank you.
Best of luck.
Thank you.
Love you too. Have a nice day. Take care.
Bye bye.
Bye bye. Always a pleasure having Dad come on.
Yeah. Someday we'll have to have him come on with you.
Okay.
Yeah. So, we've got a few minutes to break. What's one of the major, I don't want to use the word mistake, but it is a mistake, that people make, like oversights? I mean, do they keep the heat on too high? Do they, I mean, what is it that you find that people do that could be relieved
usually
easily?
There's not too many mistakes that we run into while we're doing the job. Maybe ahead of time, maybe they're picking fixtures that aren't appropriate or oversized or the wrong type of fixture. They may see something they really like and it's really a kitchen faucet versus a bathroom faucet. So then we have to explain to them, well, if you want that faucet, you got to change to a, you know, maybe just a regular top. We can drill our own holes to accompany that style of faucet. You know, so there's different areas. Or they maybe pick colors that really don't look good, but you don't want to insult them, so you're going to kind of let them put it up on the wall. And then they're going to tell you, I really don't like that. And you just smile and say, no problem, we'll take care of it.
But you don't say to them, I don't like that color. You just let them...
Once in a while, I will. I won't say it like that. I might say, I might look at them and smile and say, you know, this is going to be a really beautiful bathroom. You think that dark pink will really look good in here? And that's has happened to us. Or dark green or ultraviolet colors. We've been through the gamut with different people. And you don't want to insult anybody because that's what they like. And it's their bathroom. And they need to enjoy it for what they want out of it. So you got to say, well, I understand that's a favorite color of yours. Maybe we can find that somewhere else in the house. But, you know, a bathroom should be, you know, welcoming and warming for everybody. So you're not feeling anxiety when you go into the bathroom in the morning and getting ready, you know. So you got to kind of, you know, go gentle and nudge a little bit and know when to step back. Because you don't want to step on their feet either. Because they're paying you to come into their house to build them something they want. And you got to understand that. Mm-hmm. And sometimes the guys will say to me, what's wrong with that kitchen? There was nothing wrong. Why are we taking it apart? And I got to remind them, listen, it's not you, it's them. They want a new kitchen. They want all these bells and whistles, and they can get that. That's okay. It doesn't have to be what we think and we like, but we have to make sure that we do our very best to make it work perfect and to install it with the least amount of inconvenience for them, mm-hmm. and to make sure we protect their personal items, whether it's with plastic or drop cloths or just some floor covering. And then when we're done, to make sure we clean up properly. And sometimes I have to have a cleaning service come in because, you know, some things we do makes more dust than you would foresee. And I don't want a customer to have to go through that if they don't already have the energy as it is now, like an elderly customer mm-hmm. or someone that has a mom that has four or five kids that she's always busy and she doesn't have mm-hmm. time for that. So I have friends that I can call and say, hey, can you come and give me a service? And, you know, I take care of the bill and just do a quick dust and wash some windows. And that way they come home and you put a nice little plant or an edible arrangement on their counter. It just makes them feel.
Yeah, you really, I mean, these people become, I wouldn't say your friends.
They're extended family
they are,
almost.
Yeah, I mean, you really
a lot
think
of people
about-
that I run into, they'll see me at Home Depot, they'll give me a hug. And it's like the guys look at me like, where's that from? And I'm like, that's this job we had. And like, oh, yeah, I remember them. And. Because it's customers for life with us, you know. And if you have a bad experience with me, I want to be able to fix it as soon as I can. Mm-hmm. You know, we're not going to do everything 100% of the time. We're human. It's impossible. So if you do make a mistake, if you damage something by accident, if you, you know, make a scratch or a ding, you know, one thing I never do is I don't hide anything from a customer. I'd rather tell them up front and say, here's what we're going to do to fix it. And it's up to you to tell me what you'd like me to do or not like to do, and we'll go from there.
All right. We're going to take a break. Great material. All right. Great information. You're listening to The Patricia Raskin Show. This hour is brought to you by RWL General Contractors, which has been a family-owned business for over 40 years. Kevin LeBlanc is the owner. Give us a call after the break. We've got till the top of the hour. Any questions you have about your home or your office, things you're thinking about doing, Kevin can answer them. So we're taking your calls now and right after the break at 438-WPRO 438-9776. I'm Patricia Raskin, and we're on News Talk 630 and 99.7 FM, WPRO. We're the voice of Southern New England, and we'll be right back.